brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alan Watts joining us coming up in about 40 minutes into the third hour. I'll continue with Brian, Brad, Ronnie, Steve, Desiree, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I got a bunch of other important news we're going to be covering as well before Alan joins us and then when he's on with us. But Brian in PA was bringing up one final point. He just dropped off. He wanted to bring up, you heard him at the end of the last hour. He was saying he's heard that they're putting RFID in the vaccines. There are patents for that, and there are patents for RFID in pills that you take. But more important, they have gene marker viruses where the viruses go in and do all sorts of different things to your body, your brain, your organs, but they can also create viral markers in your body to track you. So all of this high-tech science that could be used to extend life and empower humanity, it's almost all being used to enslave and to control. Look, we had upwards of 30% infant mortality over 100 years ago. And sanitation, running water, and the miracles of modern medical science fixed a lot of that. So people fell in love with Western science and medicine because you still had a good country and good doctors by and large. Then around the 1910, 1920s, 30s, eugenics totally took over the U.S. 34 states passed laws for forced sterilization, and medicine got taken over by psychiatry and the eugenicist. This is all mainline history. I mean, you just go research it. It's not really taught in schools, but it's in the mainline text of history. And so now medicine still got somewhat of a good name, but it's losing it because they just brainwash and train the medical people and the doctors and the nurses to carry out things that they're told are good, and most of it's very, very bad. What is it? 300,000+ people die of malpractice in surgeries alone, hundreds of thousands of infection, hundreds of thousands from bad drug interactions. The most dangerous place in the world is a hospital. And then after that, it's your supermarket. So many people, you know, go in for a minor surgery and die of the superbugs in the hospital, or doctors chop off the wrong leg. Or they take out the wrong kidney. And it gets worse under the National Health Service. England is a complete nightmare. I mean, you can come in having a miscarriage. They don't give you care for 2 days. You can come in with your leg chopped off. You're going to bleed to death. They always use foreigners. You know, the National Health Service for the lower class is all run by a bunch of non-English-speaking people with quack medical degrees from third world nations. Hope you all enjoy it. I know I'm going to. Let's go ahead and talk to Brad in Texas. You're on the air.
Good morning, or I guess good afternoon now. First-time caller, been a listener for about 8 years.
Welcome, sir.
I have a question, a couple solutions. I was wondering if you heard the spin they're putting on this Prozac affecting the shrimp. They're saying it's actually carbon dioxide that's making the water more acidic and altering their psyche, making them go after birds and various things.
So is that their new spin? Because the major university studies found that it was controlled conditions. They tested it in the Gulf, but then they gave the same amount of the serotonin reuptake inhibitor Prozac class chemical to them. And so this was in controlled water with not higher levels of carbon dioxide. So that is a complete lie. Who is saying this?
I heard it on Shearer's program. I forget his first name. He has a program where he plays esoteric music and tells the news. Very good program. It's very entertaining, but apparently he's pretty mainstream.
No, I hadn't seen that. We'll search the term shrimp. Well, shrimp killing themselves because of carbon dioxide. The truth is carbon dioxide has been 14 times higher in our history. We're at a very low level of carbon dioxide, according to the climatologists and researchers, and it's just all a quack lie. Now, the globalists aren't saying stop genetic engineering, cross-species, open-air planting. It really does endanger our planet. It's let's tax what plants breathe when humans exhale. Anything else, Brad?
You got a couple solutions.
All right, real fast. When we come back, your solutions. Then Steve, Desiree, Ronnie, many others. Your calls are coming up. We'll be right back.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, taking your calls, Alan Watt coming up. Brad in Texas, quickly, give us your solution ideas.
Yes, I was thinking we ought to make a list of the modalities. We could do this with the sheep out there, so something some of your audience could do. Make a list of the different modalities or vectors they're using to affect us, like the phenol A plastics, the shots, the mercury. And at first kind of lie to your audience, say, well, this causes brittle nails, this causes hair loss, this causes bad eyesight. Just go down the list. The longer the list, the better, I think. And then say, well, actually, I lied to you. Here's the actual major side effect. Lower fertility. Let's see. On this one, phenol A, what does it do? Lower fertility. What about mercury? Lowers fertility, and it causes brain damage. So you go down the list, and as you get down the list, if you do maybe 10 or 12, you can start laughing kind of demonically with a maniacal laughter. What does it do now? Oh, it lowers fertility. Unbelievable. Well, you see anything in common here, people? And I think that'd wake some people up if you have a long list and it showed all the major side effects were basically either dumb you down or lower your fertility. Solution I think you could use for probably the general audience could do this if they have a cell phone. We know they're data mining us. NSA does that. Your audience is probably weighted heavier than the general public as far as actual real people listening to a few of them. Always set your cell phone by the radio. That way, when they do, out of the few people they do actually listen to, they can hear part of the program. Maybe this compartmentalized protection.
Well, no, this has been done in the last 5-6 years a lot, where talk show hosts and others have said, search the term government spies, or search the term Big Brother, or, you know, jam their systems with it so they know that we're aware of what they're doing. But that was back in the days when they were just now admitting that the NSA violates the Bill of Rights and spies on everybody and has nothing to do with fighting terror. Now it's just right out in the open. So we're doing something similar, Brad, when a few times a week we ask the audience to make a search term the number one search term. We've done this 7 times in the last 3 weeks. And every time we've put out a search term, it's become number one. And then, depending on which search term, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200 newspapers and publications, sometimes it's over 100, write articles about it. And then, of course, we have an article that has that in the headline that day that becomes the number one story, and millions read it instead of just tens of thousands. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Texas. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Thank you, sir. I got 2 comments for kids and then one thing about Iran, if I can get to it, and that is for kids to cherish your childhood and reject the grown-up blues. It's true that with that first hit off a cigarette or joint or swig of alcohol, your carefree days are finished. From then on, welcome to the grown-up world of bills, obligations, headaches, prison time, heartbreaks. Just stay out of it. Anyway, the other thing about kids is I'm living here at the Magnolia Court Apartments, where we have at least one full-time intelligence operative who follows me around to take down this extraordinarily mild, though informative, flyer entitled Water Fluoridation, an Idea Whose Time Has Passed. You've probably seen it, Alex. Anyway, within 24 hours, these apartment-approved flyers are vandalized and stolen, censoring this helpful information from all.
Well, what you do is you move on down the road and do it on telephone poles and other things. And by the way, in the next hour, we're going to post the first fluoride flyer that we've created at Infowars.com that simply states there is poison in the water. And then down at the bottom, it gives people a bunch of key data. In fact, Matt Ryan, this is a good time to talk about that. Will you bring the flyer in? Or actually, Derek had it earlier. Have him bring it into me. I want to show people on television/radio right now this flyer, and I want to get it up on Infowars.com the next hour. And I want listeners to submit their photoshopped flyers or their flyers that they've created so that we can then post them with simple messages. Ronnie, I appreciate your call. Steve in Tennessee. Steve, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hey, Steve, you're on the air, brother.
All right, something happened there. Talking about how they're putting it out in our face now, I was watching the History Channel the other night and talking about DNA manipulation, chimeras, scalar energy, the Nephilim and everything, and it was a show called Ancient Aliens Missions, and talking about how, you know, we are descended from the aliens and everything. And the scalar energy, talking about how they can create hurricanes and steer them, DNA manipulation and all that. It was pretty interesting.
Let me say this. You know, they'll mention all these real things that are going on and then mix into it space aliens. And I'm not saying people don't have a right to talk about it, and it's intriguing and interesting. It's just I'd like to see mainstream media do TV shows, and Ventura is actually the only person to ever do this on national television, where they take real documented things that the public isn't really aware of and actually focus on things like that, like the Bilderberg Group, for instance, instead of getting into things that we can't prove one way or the other. So what they do is they mix in space aliens, little green men, Yetis, Bigfoots, with real things, and it's kind of then pigeonholed in that genre. And I'm not criticizing people that cover all that. It's very interesting. I'm just saying that why do we never see it presented with the documented information by itself?
Exactly. I just thought I'd bring that to your attention that, that's exactly what they were doing. And as far as the Nephilim and all that, they weren't talking about fallen angels. They were just saying, you know, angels. And so that's all I had to say about that, Alex.
Anything else, Steve?
No, sir.
God bless you. Interesting point. Let me just mention something that's 100% proven. There are so many studies that you literally could probably they're coming out as fast as you could ever read them all. I mean, it's got to be in the thousands. If you just look at studies show health risk from corn syrup. I literally every day or two see another university study or another government study or another private study. They knew this 60 years ago when they approved it. But here's Raw's story. I mentioned this yesterday, but here it is as a public service announcement, as a warning. Corn byproduct fructose literally fuels cancer cell growth, study finds. And they're finding with people that already have pancreatic cancer. That killed my great uncle. This just last year. What a sweetheart. But they found that the hospital diets are high in corn syrup, and that if they just don't feed them corn syrup, that that massively decreases the size and growth of the tumor. Not radiation, not chemotherapy. Stop eating the fructose corn syrup. Pancreatic tumor cells use fructose to divide and proliferate, U.S. researchers said Monday in a study that challenges the common wisdom, that all sugars are the same. But you know, is it the fructose itself, or is it that so much of it has mercury in it, according to government studies, because they're spraying the crops with mercury? My 15-minute special video we posted last week that's got 400,000 views, titled Food, the Ultimate Secret, has all those documents in it. And so we've had scientists on, and we're not sure if it's the mercury or if it's the corn syrup. We don't know. But they spray toxic waste, calling it fertilizer, to get rid of it on the corn. Tumor cells fed both glucose and fructose use two sugars in different ways, the team at the University of California, Los Angeles found. They said their finding, published in the Journal of Cancer Research, may help explain why other studies that have linked fructose intake to pancreatic cancer, one of the deadliest cancer types. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're drinking two or three sodas a day that are regular corn syrup, I mean, how many people you know that are 25, 30 years old that get pancreatic cancer who drink regular sugared, high fructose corn syrup drinks and candy? And then you go to the diet drink, it's even worse with that aspartame. These findings show that cancer cells can readily metabolize fructose to increase proliferation. Dr. Anthony Heaney, I want to get him on. I want to get Dr. Anthony Heaney on, of UCLA's Johnson Center, Cancer Center, and colleagues wrote. So again, Dr. Anthony Heaney of UCLA's Johnson Cancer Center and colleagues wrote, quote, they have major significance for cancer patients given dietary refined fructose consumption and indicate that efforts to reduce refined fructose intake or inhibit fructose medicated actions may disrupt cancer growth. Oh, we're conspiracy theorists. I mean, I read 40-year-old books written by patriots saying fructose was growing cancer, and they were quoting the studies then. You've seen the TV ads the last 2 years where it'll always show like some real dumb woman with a smart, good-looking woman at a party, and she goes, is that fructose corn syrup? The lady goes, yes, it's wonderful and healthy. No, it's not. Well, what's your proof? I don't have any proof. I believe in aliens. And she goes, have it. It's good. She goes, and it's a popsicle. Okay. Or it'll be a beautiful scene in a park under a tree with a woman, and her boyfriend says, ooh, that's fructose corn syrup popsicle or drink. I don't want to have that. I heard it's bad. Who told you? Conspiracy theorist? Actually, the scientists show conclusively it's very nutritious and helpful. Oh, well, thank you, honey. I'm an idiot. Because they know women do 80%+ of the purchasing at stores. So it's ads showing women is smart and other men and women is dumb. And then women watch it and trustfully go in and go, for my children, I want it. Oh, yes. And I get up here and tell you they're putting lithium in the water. They've been caught doing it. It's in every major water system in levels that shouldn't be there. And now they're proposing it because we've exposed them. And then they come out simultaneously and say, Alex Jones is a delusional, lying nutcake. They actually used those terms in Wired magazine yesterday. He's delusional. He's a liar. He's a conspiracy theorist. Nobody's talking about putting lithium in the water. And the video he quotes from me shows all the mainstream news headlines calling for it. And then he wrote another article last night saying Jones, you know, can use any Google search he wants. Yeah, like the New York Times. I mean, what are you talking about? See, well, here it is. UCLA Johnson Cancer Center, that it absolutely fuels pancreatic cancer. But again, don't listen to that. Just suck it down.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
I'm going to continue with your phone calls and news. Alan Watts coming up. But I want to tell you something right now. Going up in the next 15 minutes, 20 minutes at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we're going to post this simple color flyer PDF that you can print off. And then hang it in legal and lawful areas where other handbills are posted in your community, your college, your public school, your church, your business, your park, your recreation center, whatever the case may be. It's there is poison in the tap water. And at the bottom it says, fact, fluoride is used as a insecticide and roach killer. As little as 1/10 of an ounce of fluoride will cause death. Fluoridated toothpaste contains 1,000 ppm of fluoride. You were told that if your child swallows more than a pea-sized amount, contact Poison Control Center. A pea-sized amount of fluoride toothpaste has the same amount of fluoride as one glass of water. Demand safe water. Demand the truth. Visit InfoWars.com. We've got to cause a stir. And we're going to post this and other flyers we're making. And I'd like you to submit your flyers to InfoWars.com. Email them to us. Showtips@InfoWars.com. And we'll post those there as well, with just some basic facts. Demand safe water. Demand the truth. Visit InfoWars.com. And when you post these, the local media is going to go ape. They got to keep their slaves on the plantation. They got to keep people in their place. They got to keep handing out fluoride pills with more fluoride than a dollop of toothpaste to your kids in the public schools. They've got to continue their lobotomy operation ahead of their brain-eating vaccines and the rest of it. And then they'll act like you're not allowed as a slave to point out that fluoridated tap water is deadly. Now, make sure your town or city, but over 70% now have it. All of California now does. Make sure, though, that you're in a town that is fluoridating. Because if they're not fluoridating, maybe make a flyer commending them. I know the feds have been trying to go from one part per million to two to three. A lot of cities have been saying, no, we're going to keep it at the lower level. So I have a new search term today. Okay, this is the new search term. You've made every one of them, what, six or seven terms at seven now in the last 3 weeks have been number one, and this is another way to fight back. You want solutions? We need to get aggressive. We need to get proactive. We must get in the face of the establishment and cause these local debates. And the system's going to come out and demonize people to put these flyers up. And they're going to start pulling them down and having newscasts convulsing over them and trying to tell the public, oh, no, fluoride's good for you. But in major studies, the majority of the public is now against water fluoridation and is somewhat educated. And so what's going to happen is they are going to get, you know, the media is going to hype this up and cause a big fuss over it, and then they're going to get a response they weren't intending, because they're going to see how the majority of people are going to come out in support of this, and it's going to cause a big debate in your town about fluoride. And then you can organize and go to city council and demand it be taken out. We're also going to add in this article links to the open letters sent by the EPA union and others with thousands of scientists that signed on to the government, to the federal government in the last decade. They've done it several times, saying, take this poison out of the water. Take this poison out of the water now. This is deadly. This increases cancer. In fact, I want to call Janae up, and I want to just change this pea-sized amount of fluoride toothpaste has the same amount of fluoride as one glass of water. I know it varies per toothpaste, and I want to change that right now. To studies conclusively show a doubling in bone cancer in men and boys from one part per million of fluoride added to water. That's what they conclusively show. A doubling, and that's just in that type of cancer. But regardless, this is going to go up by the middle of the next hour. Poison tap water. Poison tap water is the search term today. Poison tap water. Start searching it now. It'll become the number one search term. It'll be up there for a few hours. Then they'll probably pull it down. But their servers turn over every, I think, 6 hours from what we study. Keep doing it tonight and do it again tomorrow. Poison tap water. Poison tap water. This is the info war. We're fighting back. The search term 2 days ago was brain-eating vaccines. Number one, drew out the enemy to write their disinfo pieces. Really exposed the enemy. Same thing with poison tap water. We're going to post some more flyers as well. In fact, I'm going to get Jason Douglas to make one real fast. And we'll get these up there on the site straight ahead. I'm going to take a few more of your calls, and Alan Watts joining us with a ton of news is coming up. But join us in the search term. You've done a great job in the past. I salute you. Poison, tap water.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Alan Watt coming up here in just about 10 minutes. He'll be with us throughout the full third hour today. But I want to get to Desiree, Steve, and John at least. Those callers have been holding for about 30 minutes. Before I go any further, though, we ran a special for a little more than 2 weeks. It was very popular, where you buy one copy of the Obama Deception because they were censoring it on YouTube, and you get 3 copies free. Or you buy 2 copies, you get 8 copies free. Well, that special is now over. It was very successful, successful at getting the DVDs out. People are more apt to watch one with the expanded extras, with the rundown on the back, with the shrink wrap and the beautiful color cover. Packaging is everything. The information is more powerful than the packaging, but they're more apt to watch this, and every mind you unlock is invaluable. These films expose the globalists, the New World Order plan, and how to stop them. By the way, Alan Watt is in Fall of the Republic, does a devastatingly good job. He's in our big eugenics slash chemtrail film coming out as well sometime this fall or the winter. But I'll sell no wine before it's time. It may not even come out then. I just can't do a half-baked job, folks. The point is, Fall of the Republic. Buy 1 copy, get 3 free. Get 2 copies, get 8 free. 8 copies for $39.90, 4 copies for $19.95, and your purchase supports this broadcast. And, of course, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined by Jason Burmes. Excellent film going through their crimes and their history and all their admissions of world government. You can get one copy of it and get 3 copies free, or get 2 copies and get 8 copies free. And it's the same thing on Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Take advantage of this to wake folks up, or get a 15-cent-a-day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Download them in the highest quality to DivX or other systems with regular CDs that play on most new DVD players, and give those out to everybody. And all the films I've made or produced, you are authorized, you are encouraged to get them and to make copies and air them on Access Television. People are really ready to be awakened right now, and the globalists are moving with a fake false flag attack on the web. Very soon, the evidence is starting to really indicate to try to shut us down. So we've got to blast and turn the heat up now on the globalists, because they wouldn't be moving against the web and trying to start World War III with Iran if they didn't know that we've got a good chance of beating them. History is being made right now. So take action, ladies and gentlemen. Take action with the films, the books, the T-shirts, the materials. They're all about getting the word out, and all orders come with a free citizen rule book, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, all of it, and Founding Father quotes. And this is stuff listed by Homeland Security as extremist terrorist. I mean, America is now terrorism. John Wayne is now terrorism. But we do put terrorist documents, the Bill of Rights, Constitution. I'm not joking. I mean, that's how far we've gone here. The controllers are good at being absurd. Oh, we're going to drug your water. Oh, we're going to take your kids away from you. Oh, we're going to start new wars. Oh, Goldman Sachs can have all the money. They can steal anything. They're just selling you on psychologically becoming helpless and giving up. Not me. I'm going to fight 110%, and I know you are, and we're making a real mark on history for good. So, again, InfoWars.com to take advantage of all the specials. That's just some of them. Or 888-253-3139. Or write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. All right, let's go quick to the calls, because we got Alan Watt patiently waiting in the wings. Let's talk to Desiree in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, and I wanted to ask you if you were following at all the outbreak of the dengue virus in South Florida.
No, and I'm glad you called. Guys, search dengue virus South Florida, please. Tell me about it.
Yes, about a month ago, it supposedly broke out in Key West. I live a few hours north on the coast. I'm right in between Palm Beach and Melbourne, and I do live on the water. And my daughter was attacked by mosquitoes and fell ill 3 weeks ago, and had the typical symptoms of dengue virus for children, which is less severe than adults. I was also bit, but did not have showed any symptoms, and it's more dangerous for adults. Through this whole process of blood work and everything, and doing my research, I realized that I'm feeling like there is a cover-up going on, because they don't want people to know that the virus is traveling north.
Yeah, there's the Reuters headline: more than 1,000 exposed to dengue in Florida, CDC. 5% of the population of Key West, Florida, more than 1,000 people have been infected at some point with the dengue virus, government researchers reported on Tuesday. And, of course, they've caught the government releasing mosquitoes with other diseases like West Nile and, of course, Lyme's disease with the ticks out of Plum Island off the coast of New York, New Jersey before. So I'm sure they'll have a loving vaccine to help you with it. But dengue virus can be pretty serious, I've heard.
Oh, yes, it can. And supposedly it was released about 20, 30 years ago. The CIA was linked to it, in releasing it in Avon Park, Florida, in Panama City, and a few other cities in black areas, predominantly black areas.
Hey, guys, will you search that? Because I do remember that vaguely, dengue virus, Florida.
Park. Put in the search Avon Park. And,
Avon Park, a CIA released dengue virus.
Yes, and as a biological weapon, as a test for a biological weapon, and then now there's a supposed link with it being connected with the oil spill, because from what I've read online, a possible link, because the symptoms of dengue is very similar to the symptoms of the dispersants. So I don't think it, I think this was the right month for them to do this, unfortunately for us. And now my, all the blood work came back from my daughter, to rule out West Nile virus and strep. And they're holding back the dengue, virus blood work. And my doctor actually called up, the nurse called up and said, all your blood work is back. And she's fine.
Well,
and,
ma'am, there have been tens of thousands of declassified releases of deadly chemicals and biologicals on every U.S. city and every small town. You just search the name of your small town, secret government studies, bacteria, viruses, and we did pull up articles. This is something I missed. Articles from 10 days ago or more reporting on the history of the CIA and the loving dengue virus. So they are certainly nice people. Desiree, I'm glad that your child survived. God bless you. Thanks for the info. Steve in South Korea, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Nice to meet you. It's a first-time call, and I just want to thank you for your show and all your excellent insights. You are a big part of my wife's daily life. We tune into you every morning to get our nice refresher course on what's going on in the world. I just want to make this quick because I know you don't have a lot of time. I've been here 2 years now, and let's talk about the scientific and psychological global takeover that you always refer to. It's even worse here than what's going on back in the U.S. I mean, these people here, it's like a sick experiment. I mean, all their food is GMO here, the chickens, the fruit, the vegetables. All the fruit, when you go to the fruit market, every apple is the exact same size. Every peach, every plum, it's the exact same size, like it's just made out of a mold.
Well, let me tell you a story. I've known for about 15 years a very successful computer engineer, programmer, and he moved for a year to an Asian country. And when he came back, it was Singapore. He said, oh, yes, I've heard your show. It's true. I was doing work over there in Singapore, and different neighborhoods have different drugs put in the water. And this guy's in the Republican Party, you know, this guy's actually, but he told me this in confidence, and then he agreed to come on the show, and then he got scared and backed out, and then got very agitated when I called him and said, please come on. But he was just like matter of fact how he knew that they were drugging the water over there, and then he got real mad and said that he wouldn't come on and wouldn't talk about it. But I mean, now they're all over the news saying they're drugging the food and water, but these pharmacological crops is where they can engineer the sterilants, the brain damaging viruses, the mind control systems into the food itself.
People over here don't even know how to fight back. I mean, it's not like the U.S. where you try to stand up for your rights. They're worse than sheeple over here. I mean, it's like I mentioned about the ship that got sunk, that it might be a false flag and try to get China and the U.S. involved in something over here. And they can't even imagine that possibility. They think I'm crazy. And so it's no use even talking to anybody here about that. They just don't have that international type of knowledge.
Well, we actually get a lot of visits from South Korea online, but that may be Americans that are over there. But I know they're the most computer-connected group in the world and spend the most time online. And people routinely die after 3-4 days at their video game terminal. They literally just collapse and die. I see that all the time in the news every few months. And computer addiction, as it's called, is epidemic over there. They actually have re-education camps to get people out of their computer addiction. And I know I've talked to people that work at Samsung, and, of course, the federal regulators just let them do it there. But when the head brass come, women aren't even allowed to be seen. And you talk about a chauvinist culture, and boy, it is mind control city. And so, yeah, it's not just North Korea that's under mind control. That culture has allowed total mind control in South Korea. You know, Kim Jong-il's daddy didn't just come up with everything that's in North Korea. It's been part of Korean culture for a long time, and it's very, very unfortunate because they're smart people. I appreciate your call. One last call, and we're going to Alan Watt. John in New Mexico, good to have you on with us.
What's up, Alex? How you doing, buddy?
Worldwide broadcast. Good to hear you.
I'm calling in regards to the full body scanners in airports. I live here in southern New Mexico. I'm about 2 hours away from El Paso. I work for an engineering firm, and I try to talk to people here, but they're all compartmentalized. They think I'm crazy. But when we get sent to the field, you know, we fly out of El Paso, And I'm strongly against the full-body scanners for obvious reasons. But my question is there any kind of legal exemption that we can get so that we don't have to go
yes,
through
it? Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. They have no law to do this. They just order you. The feds have seized the airports, and now they want to expand out to the trains, the highways, the courthouses with the naked body scanners. In fact, they are. And they are saving it all. And so people revolted and said they weren't going to do it. So they say, okay, you can go for a pat down instead. But now the El Paso Times and others report that also at the Chicago airport, they're trying to force everyone through them because if they can make you submit to this, they can do anything. You bring printed out news articles. You know, Johns Hopkins researchers say, we'll give you skin cancer. We'll give you testicular. And you go, hey, this gives you cancer. I'm not going to be part of it. You know, you're a human being. You're not in the Soviet Union. You're not a prisoner. And just pull out the articles and say, look, I'm not going to do it. It gives me cancer. They'll go, please come right on through. They don't want to scare the other sheep. And so you just confidently, hey, this gives me cancer. Here's the Associated Press and CNET News admitting you're storing this and that you're saving it. And so here's some documents. Here's some news articles. I would warn people, this can give you cancer. Hey, you TSA workers, you're getting backscatter radiation, and that's what I plan to do. I mean, you know, and it's enjoyable. I'm a real human. I'm a free person. I'm not intimidated. I walk right up. And if they want to get uppity with me, you're my servant, pal. You know what? These things give you cancer, and it's admitted now they're recording it. No, you're not going to shoot a pornographic video shoot with me. You know, Playboy could offer my wife $1 million, and she isn't going to do it, and neither am I. I'm not going to go pose and play girl. You don't get to scan my genitals. You don't get to get video of my bits. That's the end. And if they get all uppity, just say, look, this is the way it is. You work for me. The government staged the terror attacks. And you know what? You got to stand up to them. And if more of us do it, and by the way, there's lawsuits. The airlines want to pull them out. Air travel's down by almost 20%. We're going to beat these creatures. Anything else, sir?
And I agree with you. I think that if you can't...
It's simple. You're not going to videotape my genitals.
Yeah, if you get searched and you walk through a metal detector and you can't find anything, then there's no need for a full body scan.
Oh, but they've got to keep us safe from the terror attacks they're staging.
Yeah, and so has there ever been any kind of, even on a mainstream news channel, has there ever been any kind of interview showing the detail of these images? Because I've heard people say, oh, it's just solid objects. You can't see the detail.
Sir, they're complete liars. Yes, we've got articles at InfoWars and Prison Planet with the TSA's own training manuals that show you completely naked with a scan. Okay, and where they admit they save the images. It's CNET News today. At the courthouses, the airports, it's everywhere, sir. Just go do the searches, print it up. I appreciate your call. Now, with us for the next hour and 14 minutes or so is Alan Watt, and I want to get into the medical scientific dictatorship today with him and why he thinks they're now coming out and saying, okay, we are recording your naked bodies. Okay, we are putting lithium in the water. Okay, we do want to put Prozac in the water. Okay, we do want to give you shots that literally go in and reprogram your brain by destroying receptor sites or causing autoimmune responses every time your body releases stress hormones to literally kill the act of resistance, to literally neutralize the instinct of self-preservation and make us servile slaves. They've gone from denying this was their plan, even though we analyzed their own documents and been warning you for more than a decade, to now suddenly over 100 articles the last week, hundreds in the last month, suddenly telling you your brain is malfunctioning. There's a human defect. We're going to fix it with live viruses we inject into your body that go to your brain and with lithium, an antipsychotic that's highly toxic. Alan Watt is a longtime researcher, and he really needs no introduction here on the show because of the matrix.com is his website. Alan, good to have you here, my friend.
It's a pleasure to be back on again, Alex.
Alan, let's cut to the chase. Why? I know you scan the news and enemy transmissions. Why are they suddenly coming out and saying, yeah, we've been drugging you and we're going to drug you more?
It's just a matter of training the public. We've been trained incrementally over the years up to this present condition. Most people do accept the government is now an authority. It's not really a matter of thinking through it. It's a matter of just accepting your training. You come to this this very vague conclusion that government is the boss, basically. We're not a sort of republic or a democracy. It's a matter of training the public. And that's what the big boys said they'd do 50 years ago, 60 years ago. They would train us to accept a form of scientific dictatorship. A world ruled by experts, better people than we are. And unfortunately, it works in a lot of people. They do accept the government is now an authority. That's what it is. It's an authority. It's the authority. And we're supposed to simply obey whatever they do because they know better. That's the end of slavery when you accept that type of rulership. That's it.
Well, I mean, to openly now admit they naked body scan us and save every scan, to openly admit they're putting poison in the water, now they admit bisphenol A is sterilizing us, and the news giggles and says, maybe that's good. And maybe being injected and having your emotions taken away, literally having your life ended. I mean, they're murdering you. You're still moving around and walking, but you take this shot. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And you like that. You'll go, oh, government wants to destroy my brain? Please, right here, inject, inject, inject. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Okay, folks, emergency situation. I'm consulting for Jesse Ventura's TV show, and we're going to different federal prisons, FEMA campsites that they admittedly have up in Taylor, and Camp Swift, which is a World War II prisoner of war camp. And in America, Rob Dew and Aaron Dykes, this is out in Bastrop, right outside Bastrop, simply pulled up far away from the camp, were videotaping. A Captain Martinez came over and said, what are you doing? They said, we're shooting establishing shots for a TV show. And he said, I'm calling police on you, and has been somewhat, well, let's go to Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew. The police are coming. In America, you don't go and videotape these FEMA centers. You don't show the camps, because then Glenn Beck will have to admit they exist. What's going on, gentlemen?
Well, we were over here across the street from Camp Swift and shooting some establishing shots, and I was far away from Aaron. I was over on another part of it shooting some stuff, and I saw a car pull up, and I turned the camera over to the guys talking to Aaron, asking him questions. And so I finished shooting what I was shooting, then I walk up, and the guy was, you know, repeating the questions. And, you know, Aaron is under no obligation to answer his questions that he was asking. So Aaron didn't answer them. And they asked me, and I said, we're just shooting establishing shots for a TV show. And he said, who do you work for? And I said, I don't think I have to answer that. And he said, okay, fine. They're not answering the questions. He was talking on his still camera that was running video at the time. And then he was going around, I guess, making a report, shooting the license plate of the car we were in. And, you know,
guys, give me the number. Hold on. Give me the number. Look up the number to Camp Swift. I'll call them. It's Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura. That's who. That's who. They told you it was a TV show.
Give the number on you right there. We can give you the number over the air, actually.
All right. Yeah. Make sure it's the right number. What, he gave you his card?
There's a public affairs office for this camp. It's 512-782-5001.
Is there a lot of wind out there? Because your phone is really ruffling.
Yeah, there is. I'll get in the car real quick.
Yeah, get in the car. Get in the car. And now this happened in Pittsburgh, and they called in a terror alert and said you were trying to blow the base up, and that ended up making the news. We had all the videos in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. All you politely walked up.
All
so
we did was ask the guy questions. Yeah,
and then you politely left, and then they lied and filed false reports with the police that you were trying to run a terror attack on them. And we see in the news where they arrest women, anybody that tries to even ask questions about the camps. In America, you get arrested for this because we're land of the cowards, home of the slaves. And we're going back.
Well, that's a historical marker, Alex. I mean, it's a public place. There's a sign right here that says historical marker, and it's pointing to the thing. But you put your camera on it, and they ask you a bunch of questions like you're a criminal. And now I'm afraid if we leave, if we drive down the road, we're going to get pulled over by a sheriff. And, I don't want to get and be in that kind of.
And then they'll claim you tried to do something.
Lying. Yeah.
I mean, that's lying is standard procedure. Give us the phone number.
It is 512-782-5001. Do you want to put Aaron on? And because he actually had first contact with the guy.
Yeah, but give us the number again.
512-782-5001.
All right, you're at Camp Swift. Tell folks the road that's on.
Camp Swift, it's off of 95, about 6 miles north of Bastrop, Texas. So you can look it up. It actually used to be a lot bigger. We were driving around in another area and talked to a lady because we were asking her where it was, and she said this all used to be Camp Swift. They've consolidated it and sold it off after, it was a World War II prison camp.
Yeah.
She said her dad was actually one of the first people to buy a section of the land.
Now, by the way, that's not even your main site. That was where you were supposed to go second. I want you to go to the main admitted FEMA camp. I mean, you guys can stay there and wait for him to come claim that you work for Osama bin Laden if you want, or you can just get on down the road and make a few turns.
Well, the sheriff is here right now. He is pulled up.
Oh, good. We're back in 1 minute. Alan Watt, I apologize. This is live and breaking, but he'll be with us after this ends, and we'll have Alan back up in the next week or so for a full hour. But Alan Watt, stay there. Third hour coming up. InfoWars reporters, Rob Dew and Aaron Dykes with the police for daring to be at a historical marker, a concentration camp.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.